Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlightening the Mind, a weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacy Royale, and I want to ask you guys this question. And this has been going on, as you all know. These last couple of weeks have been very tumultuous, I guess, to say it lightly. And my question to you guys is, if Trump loses the election, are we headed for a U.S. shutdown? And I want you guys to think about that for a second, because things are just like getting, like, and they're going from bad to worse, 0 to 100. Like, I mean, let's look at what's happened so far. Let's take score. First of all, President Trump comes down with the coronavirus last week, a week before last, one of the two. Then in 2 days, he beat it. Like, he beat corona. Then after that, he comes out and say, hey, man, I'm a superhero. I beat corona. Corona is a joke. It don't affect me, man. Don't be afraid. He says, hey, check this out. I'm so deep that I'm going to start kissing y'all and giving y'all the cure to corona because I have it. My blood is the cure to corona. He says that he's the savior. And the more I think about it, man, I'm looking at this thing and I'm looking at how people react to Donald Trump. Man, I don't know. I'm actually thinking that's true. But I want to start the show off by just asking this question to the panel. And then we're going to get into some articles because I'm telling you guys, man, I have a lot to back up what I'm saying. We may be headed for a United States shutdown mentally as well as physically because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of stupid things going on in this country. Are we headed for a shutdown if Donald Trump loses the election? Let me bring on my panel. Let me bring in Chris Gemini. Chris, are we headed for a United States shutdown if President Trump loses this election? Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's hard to say. I don't have any facts of why means Americans might feel that we're going to shut down just because Trump doesn't get elected. However, I'm one of those individuals that I don't have any faith in the right or the left side of the government. I do think Trump is a better selection for the country. He does what he says, and what he says he means, and he does it. He kind of reminds me of the rule of thumb that we use with God. He doesn't need anyone else to rule beside him, and that's Trump's attitude. Do I think he has the ability, even though he's not a politician, to take us out of the slump? Yeah, he can bring us out of the slump. He can bring us out of the recession if we allow him. Call him a dictator if you like. Well, first of all, first of all, like you said, the man is calling himself a walking superhero. Look at where the direction he's going with that by spreading that kind of belief, that kind of faith in the Americans. You know what's, Royale, what brings you out of the recession is the faith of the people having faith in their leader, regardless if the leader is a falsified tool that could do anything. They have all this blind faith in
no.
What they have all this blind faith in Trump. That whatever, go ahead. What you feel?
I didn't say nothing. I don't know. I don't agree with you at all. You saying what brings you out of
well,
recession?
Well, I'm gonna ask you this:
is money? It has nothing to do
because,
with faith and Trump.
Right. However, the money's there. What slump or recession really are we talking about? All they got
to
do is just turn the light switch back on whenever they're ready for it. And the country will be
See,
back.
The problem
I mean,
you have no. I don't think you write about that because if you look at it and just hear me out on this one, and I want you to respond again when you get some. Maybe you understand what I'm saying. Okay, we are at a point where we are mentally, as well as physically, just at our lowest point. We are down, dumb, trodden. We are like the stupidest people on the planet. Man, Americans, and I don't know what's going on across the world, but all I can tell you about what I'm seeing in America. Man, the articles and topics that we have coming out. I mean, let's just get into the one article that you brought to my attention, and we're gonna come to you, Mother Teresa. But I just wanna get this out, Jim. Now, what is that article you were telling me about by a police officer or somebody shot somebody because they were trying to shoot a dog? Like,
yeah, I was actually. See, give me a minute to find that one. I had some other ones up. But I do know that they actually have a video on YouTube. Anybody can look it up, where an officer was called out. Woman was laying out on the lawn, and what happened was it was like a golden retriever type of dog. Dog got up, kind of like one of those happy-go-lucky dogs, and was kind of trotting towards the police officer. You know, probably in a playful way, the way they described it, and the officer, you know, just, and it was a rookie officer. It was not an experienced officer. He pulls out his gun, and in a panic, he lets off three or four rounds towards the dog. Now, I believe one bullet grazed the dog, but he absolutely shot, direct bullets into the woman while she was laying down on the ground. She was laying on a blanket or something, kind of like sunbathing.
So wait a minute. So hold on. The woman was laying down by herself. Was she causing a disturbance? Why was the cops out there?
The article read something about the officer was called out. I didn't get into details why he was called in the area, but there was some trouble in the area. Apparently she wasn't aware of it. It didn't seem like the officer was called on her behalf. And he happened to come around to where she was lying down. Didn't specify she was doing anything illegal. And he just point blank killed her.
So wait a minute now. Let me get this straight. And we're gonna bring you in, Mother Teresa, after I get this point out, Mr. Johnson. You Jim, now you can find this article, but I just want to ask you this question here. Okay, so from what you're telling me, here's what you're saying: a police officer was in a neighborhood. They always seem to just be in a neighborhood. They were called out, but nobody knows why. A lady was just sitting there with a bathing suit on, sunbathing. Her tummy just playfully barking, or whatever. And the police pulls out his gun and shoots, trying to shoot. Was he trying to shoot the dog?
Right. I actually have it here. Texas family mourns mom shot and killed by cop who was aiming for her dog.
Whoa, hold on. Stop. You say the mom was killed? Okay, go.
Yeah,
it was
a mom of three.
Give us the story. Read this article so we can get understanding. I got some stuff to say.
Okay, a mom of three was shot and killed by a rookie police officer aiming for her dog in Arlington, Texas. Maggie Brooks was shot in the chest by the officer, Ravisine, who was responding to a 911 call about an unconscious woman. Brooks was actually lying in the shade on a blanket with her dog. When the officer approached, the dog came running, and Singe opened fire, hitting Brooks instead. The incident was recorded by Singe's body camera. Oh, my God, the police shot. Oh, no, she said, oh, my God, the police shot me, Brooks yelled. Brooks died from the chest wound, and her dog, Marilyn, was grazed by a bullet. He went directly to deadly force because he was scared, untrained, and panicked. He fired three
Hold
times.
Hold on. Now, see, that's the lie. Go ahead. Go finish up, then. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay. He fired three times, and my daughter was in the direct line of fire, Brooks' father, Troy Brooks, told Inside Edition.
Okay, now let's go back, and then we're going to bring Mother Teresa into this, because everybody want to talk about, oh, the cops are so good, and all these black people are so bad, and everything, and I get it, but see, here's the deal. First of all, don't say that he's a rookie cop, he wasn't trained, because from my understanding, police are supposed to be trained in all types of manners before they even become on the force. What happened to those days? The second thing is, How do an innocent person now, this is getting ridiculous. Okay, we can say all the black people don't matter because, hey, man, they just black people, you know, so we killed them. But now police are just actually killing people for no reason. Now, at some point, somebody has to say, this is enough. You can't say they're not trained, because from my understanding, they're trained. You got to be trained. Well, you used to. Now it seems like all you have to do is go to 7-Eleven and get a cop badge and buy some M&Ms and say, I'm a cop. Because
you actually
this
have
don't
to
make
be.
No sense. You know, this don't make no sense. What is this? Just get a badge? Go pay $30 like you get your driver's license and get a badge? Mother Teresa, right. Let me bring you in. You've been listening to this foolishness. What's your thoughts on this right here? And my condolences to this lady. This is crazy. I thought I didn't understand she was killed in the article.
Yeah, I feel really bad for her and her family if she has, you know, kids or anything. That's terrible. I don't know. I feel like everybody's kind of like losing it right now. I don't know what's going on, if it's in the water, in the air, the airways, but that's a darn shame.
She was a mother of three.
Yeah, see? I mean, those kids, poor kids, you know, are going to have to go up with no mom.
For no reason.
I think what you have to be.
Saying the cop was out there, a dog? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like,
no, he was actually called out because.
Is,
he was actually called out for the reason that somebody called about an unconscious woman. It's possible that they called about her because she was laying out in the shade. Again, you know, doing.
Well, now, first of all, why would somebody do that? Okay, this don't make no sense. Who called? Who called about an unconscious woman? So, first of all, people need to mind their goddamn business. Okay, if you don't really see a crime, okay, so this none of this makes sense, man. This are you making this up?
Would you blame? Would you blame her death on the caller? Would you blame her death on the caller, who called 911?
Okay, so this is one of them trick questions because y'all like, but the caller didn't shoot the person. Well, the caller should have minded their own damn business. First of all, the caller should have minded their business. Okay, that's the first thing. The second,
I
thing
agree
is,
with that.
You
sometimes
crime,
people they should. They should mind their own business.
They should mind their business. Exactly. Okay? Because one thing leads to another. You don't know the whole situation, the story, why you want to call the cops. Like, why is everybody wants to be a tattletale and get in everybody else's business? What happened to the day when we minded our own business?
That, and sometimes things look like one thing, but they're really another. You know, I mean,
exactly.
I hate to say it, but sometimes things look bad, and, you know, people make assumptions because they think bad thoughts. So, unfortunately, it could have been a totally different situation, and seen it happen more than once.
I noticed
now,
that one thing that people have to be careful of, Royale and Mother Teresa, is you have to be careful before you involve the police, before you call out the police, because you never know who you're going to get. And nowadays they've been sending these college graduates who have no street experience whatsoever, no street smarts. They just took a criminology class, 6 hours of that, been handed their bachelor's degree, given a firearm, and put out there in the streets to guard and protect the law enforced by the government. And they're put in place to enforce these laws, you know, from government. And supposedly they're there to protect you as well. But you can get somebody that can knock on your door, and because you have the right to have a puppy or a dog in your house, they will shoot your dog. Your dog may not even be a violent.
Here's another thing. Hold on.
I don't think that's right.
What?
Because an animal is really, he's there protecting his family. He's not, you know, an aggressive thing. But if somebody, a stranger comes in and they're acting aggressive, it's instinct to protect your family. And I don't think that an animal should be harmed because he's doing his job. That's his job.
I mean, that goes. Right, but that goes back. Now that goes to another thing as well. But I do want to get back, and we're going to hit that point next. But I do want to get to this point right here. Okay, so Gemini, you said that, you know, hey, these cops are coming in, and they're allowed to become on the force because they have a bachelor's degree. I think that's very important because now, but here's the system. Because the system said, see, back in the day, you had to be a person on the street. You had to have your street smarts and all this to be a cop. You didn't have to have a book smart. So when you start trying to have book smarts, you forget how to deal with real life or real life situations. So these kids,
that's right.
They, instead of them having to come into the force, just like in the military, how do you, I've always disagreed with this. How do you make somebody an officer when they sat in a school for 4 years, hiding, hidden behind books? They have no experience, no real street
that's
education.
Right.
All they have is book smarts. Now you're going to make them top dog. And a lot of people
right.
are saying, hey, I'd rather come into the military or the police force making $60,000, $70,000 a year, so I'm going to go to school with my A's and B's, and now I ain't got to do all the stuff you do. But in actuality, I think a cop should be bred from the street. Stop all this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he, just
you know,
like this guy said, he got scared. Go ahead.
You know what made policing a lot better back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s? Policing was a lot better because guess what's missing in these officers? The passion
what?
To be an officer. The passion is
no,
missing.
But you can't blame that. You can't blame that because that's in everything. No, stop.
No. Officers back then seriously wanted to be law enforcers because their passion was in it, not the education, not the college degree. No, it not the paycheck. Oh, I like you said, oh, I'm going to get a $60,000 check, so I want to be a police officer. That's for all the wrong reasons. No, these guys back in the day, old school cops, passionately wanted to be an officer, always dreamed of it. It's almost like a person who had a history, family members of a historic track of family members being in the military and being, you know, veterans of the military. So then you say, you know, your son and grandson now wants to be in the Navy and so forth. That's how these guys were. They were passionate about being police officers. Now you have people
Look,
joining it because you are granted authority. So a lot of people want that.
Yeah, that could be part of it. But you also I have to look at things. Yes, I guess the wrong people are starting to be cops for the wrong reasons. But it's also a salary. Nobody wants to go to jail. There's a lot of cops, and I started talking to several cops, and I asked why would you want to be a police officer? What's the thing about being a police officer? And they said the biggest reason is that we are in control of who goes to jail. 9 times out of 10, a police officer is not going to jail. There is a fear of going to jail, okay? The second thing is money. And the third thing is, hey, we get to do what we want to do. And I'm not saying this is all cops because I'm not going to speak for all cops because you probably have some cops, older cops, who probably like, hey, look, man, you know, I grew up in this time. It's to serve, protect, officer friendly. But 9 times out of 10, cops are becoming cops for the wrong reason. And I think that they need to honestly sit here and say, hey, look, man, I'm not saying abolish the police, but I do think that it has to be really looked at and we have to understand what the police are really about. What is the job of police? I want to give you guys some update on that story. So it appears that the cop, ex-Arlington officer, he was indicted for killing the woman while trying to shoot the dog. Now, this way it gets real bad. The guy's name, the idiot's name, and I'm going to call him what he is. I don't care what you say. The idiot's name, Ravi Singh, looks like he one of them. I guess Trump is right, man. We need to close the borders. Rajay Singh is now charged with criminal neglect homicide for Maggie Brooks' death. Singh was called out for a welfare check after someone – go ahead. And I'm going
to
finish.
How do you get a charge
get
like
charged.
That and you're supposed to be a police officer? How do you get a charge like that? Recklessness.
I mean,
right?
Because they are reckless. They're reckless. So it goes on to say Singh was called out for a welfare check after some snoop or some idiot, some clown – Some wannabe hero reported seeing a woman passed out on the grass. Okay, let me explain something to y'all. This is August. Okay? This lady was passed out, probably had on a bathing suit, dumb, probably in her front yard. She was probably taking a nap or sunbathing. Back in the days, we wouldn't have called the police unless it was like several hours. Now, did this idiot see the person out there for days or for hours? Was it dark and they were still out there? If the sun was shining, she's in the bathing suit, And the dog is sitting there, 9 times out of 10, idiot, the dog, if the owner was sick, would have been making noises like, woof, woof, or she'd have been like panting or trying to lick her face. If the dog was calm, stupid ass, then the woman was calm.
Mm-hmm.
See,
nothing was wrong.
You want to go call the cops and be stupid heroes, look at all the facts, dumb. So, yes.
Yeah, because when you call the cops, you may get someone killed.
Right. I blame the person, the idiot that called the police. What is y'all thought? Yeah, it starts with them first. I'm not saying they did the crime, but that dumb caused the accident, caused the death. Do you agree with me, Mother Teresa?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes, like I said, you know,
thank you.
Things look bad or they don't need to get involved into other situations. You know, they don't know the whole story. So,
man, it even gets worse. So it says, scene was called on a welfare check after someone reported seeing a woman passed out in the grass. But as he approached the woman, Singh said, the idiot, the dummy cop, the retarded person, the dude that shouldn't even been in America, said, an unrestrained dog began barking and running toward him. He told police he fired several shots at the dog, then heard the woman scream.
I can't believe that.
Well, she was probably upset that her dog got shot. I mean, come on.
Oh, right. She screamed because she was shot. Then it says, it's a puppy. This is a grown man afraid of a puppy who is the paid professional in this encounter. Every child, every mailman, every runner, jogger, bicyclist has dealt with a dog running at them, and no one ends up dead. But this stupid-ass clown who called himself a cop. Now, see, you got to stand. See, then you say, well, you're not respecting the cops by calling this idiot. I'm calling him out of his name because, first of all, he don't respect the uniform. Because when you become a cop, you're not scared of a goddamn dog. You don't pull out your gun and start shooting
not a puppy.
At a dog.
At a
man,
puppy.
Check this out. We all done
puppy
walked.
Puppy.
Just like the article. Exactly. We all been jogging, walking, and dogs got out. We ain't never, like the person said, we ain't never shot the dog or killed the dog, whatever. We either got away, whatever. This supposed to be handling real situations. They're scared of a goddamn puppy. A puppy.
I know, right?
Does he not know how to defend himself
from a puppy? I mean, all you got to do really is put your knee up, put your hands up.
Exactly.
Put, you know, give some commands to the dog, and the dog's going to listen. I mean, come on. He should be trained for that.
Do you think that they should start a special class of officers who show up at those kind of calls who are not armed officers? Because it seemed like to me not every officer should show up with firearms.
But see, here's the problem,
now,
though. But see, here's the
and
problem
you can always call for backup or something like that? You always call for backup or have officers, what is it?
No. It's a catch-22 because at the end of the day, and now let's take a step back and let's put on our closed-minded, open-minded judgment hats. First of all, it's hard to be a real cop. And what I mean by that is, so let's take the scenario. Man, every time a police is called, there is a dangerous situation that could happen. I give police that respect and credit, meaning that, man, if somebody calls you, they're not calling you because it's an extreme. Now, if you're trying to say, well, let's have two polices. Let's have one police branch that deals with murder crimes and all that kind of stuff. Or we're going to have like.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But you can't do that. Let me tell you why you can't do that.
Because
the criminals are going to be smart. Okay, the criminals are going to be smart because now, see, what you got to understand is you're dealing with criminals who are going to manipulate and beat the system. You cannot send an unarmed cop to any situation because it could always turn deadly when they know that the cop ain't armed. So if you go and tell all the world, hey, ladies and gentlemen, criminals of the world, we're going to have two police forces. So if someone just called out, they're not going to have guns at this kind of cop.
That's
they're gonna just call it up and they're gonna blast the cops.
Yeah,
it's not gonna go well. Exactly.
So you are right.
Exactly.
But this situation did turn deadly.
But still, the thing about it is
they need to have more self-control, just like people. You know, they need to not be so overreactive to, especially little puppies. I mean, come on.
Or, you know what?
I know they're trained to handle things, but they need to assess the situation before they get all trigger happy.
Okay.
So
they mentioned
Teresa,
this
I hate
in
to
the
say
joke.
This. Hold on. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Royal. So, I'm not trying to. No, stop. How are you going to tell me to go ahead and then talk over me? I don't get this. Wait a minute. Wait, you go. Say your piece. Go ahead. I'm going to let you say your piece. Go ahead. I'm not going to say anything else until you say something.
Okay. They did mention in the George Floyd incident that they supposed to provide some kind of extensive training. How do you provide extensive training to solve someone not having that kind of, you know, training, that kind of patience in them, that kind of confidence? You know, what can you give them in training to give them that?
I don't think everybody should be police officers. I think that it's just like any other job. Everybody won't be a doctor. Everybody doesn't sign up to be a doctor or a pilot or this. I don't think everybody should be a police officer. It is becoming too easy now to be a police officer.
And I agree with that.
And I think that, exactly, I think that they need to have more serious training to be a police officer. And I'm
not
saying a police officer.
But psychological evaluation should be done.
But they already take psych exams.
Well,
they
should.
All these exams. Here's the problem. The problem is you give a police officer too much time. You guys have been stopped by a cop or seen a cop, and he's just like this arrogant SOB. Some of them like they look down on you. Dumbass, take that gun off. And I'm going to put you all over the cement. When you get that gun gives you a badge of power. That's why I told you everybody shouldn't have a gun. Everybody shouldn't be a cop, and everybody shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Because what that does is it takes reasoning out of anything. If you have to use your hands to fight out of a situation, 9 out of 10, you're going to find a way, hey, man, I don't want to do this. But when you have a gun, and it's like I can shoot you from 30 feet away, or I see you don't have a gun and I have a gun, now I have power because I can kill you, the situation gets bad. The cops do have too much power, but on the other end, I have to say that they do need that type of power because this world is really crazy, as I'm about to show you guys on this other article that I have brought up. And it's a woman burned her granddaughter for urinating on a couch.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, an Indiana woman was sentenced to 12 years in prison for burning and disfiguring. Not only did she burn the little baby, she disfigured her granddaughter after her granddaughter urinated on the couch. And then said, this clown, another fool, Greta Fail, 50 years old, 11-year-old woman, another woman who shouldn't even been in America, baby Trump, right, will also serve 4 years of probation on 2 felony counts of aggravated battery for the horrific abuse she inflicted upon her granddaughter. Now, let's get into this, guys. Let's get into this. First of all, grandparents, like grandmother, and it's not the men, because see, and I'm not making light for the men, but men do not have the same bond with children as women. That is just a God natural thing. Women carry these babies. They bond with them at birth. They incubate them. They do all that stuff. So the bond, it's just the way it was. The man actually hardly is around the children because he's out doing the man nature thing, whatever. I'm not saying right or wrong, but whatever. When a mother turns against her child. When a grandmother, look how dangerous this world is. We're talking about the nurturer, the mother, burns the kid for urinating on the couch. So she treated this little girl, a baby, like worse than an animal. What's the mindset of a person that does this? This is a
dangerous
world we living in. Go ahead.
Does it explain what process did she use to even do that? What did she do?
Oh, I'll get into that. I'm going to get into that right now. Mother Teresa, you want to say something?
Oh, my God. I'm just so disturbed. How could somebody do that to a baby,
right,
much less a family member? I mean, my goodness.
And
yeah, we're going to ruin Mother Teresa's night.
I got you. They don't mean to do that, but so Gemini, to go back to your point, yes, it says 4-year-old girl in the hot shower as punishment.
Oh,
police say the temperature of the water reached 137 degrees.
God.
But then it says,
Phil also
hit the child with a wooden back scratcher. The girl suffered bleeding under the skin and bruised organs from the force of the blow.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, I can't hear no more.
Scars are healing.
I know.
I can't hear no more, Royale.
This sentence,
I can't hear anymore.
Now, they
I
got
can't.
A picture of this lady on there. We definitely can send y'all these articles. And she's this lady sitting here with her blonde hair, looking weird. Like she's some tough chick.
Ooh, man.
But,
mm-mm,
you know, she burnt the granddaughter. So what are y'all thoughts on this? Are we going through some things here on this earth? And what are y'all thoughts?
Well, yeah,
go ahead.
She should be treated the same way. She should be disfigured. She should be burnt. I really think that we need to reevaluate how we handle our sick-minded criminals, and I'm talking about really sick-minded. Like if the law, if the court has really found this person, this individual, to be absolutely guilty of a crime, of the crime.
You have a child, that's a crime.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just speaking in general, not just with her. I mean, if that person absolutely did the crime, give them that treatment. Give them that same freaking treatment. I'm tired of these lawyers stepping in there saying, oh, you know, please have mercy on my client. That person is, my client is mentally ill. You know, can we take a bargain? I hate that.
Well,
man,
let me ask you this.
I hate that.
Maybe they are mentally ill. I mean, what type of person would do this if they're not mentally ill?
That's not a question. What kind of world are we living in? It's not a question, but I just don't think, don't let them back in society. Don't sit there and give them a great life in prison. Look, I've heard, prison may say how good they have it in prison.
Now, this next article is going to key y'all, and I'm leading y'all somewhere with this because I'm going back to what the topic of the show was. If President Trump loses the election, are we headed for a U.S. shutdown? And it's mentally, and I'm telling you, these are the type of people in this world. Now, this next article, I want to let everybody know. This one here, I'm going to put a disclaimer on this article. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your world. This is what's going on in your world today. This is real life we're talking about. When I come over here and tell y'all that people are stupid, we've lost our way. We're getting everything that we deserve. This is it. These are the people that's in your world walking your streets every day. Horror. Everybody talking about, oh, you like horror movies. Well, let me tell you idiots something. Horror is not scary. Real life on this earth that we live in today, that's what's scary. Because my next article says a 7-year-old girl. Uh-oh. Mother Teresa, don't flip out on me. I need you to keep calm on this one.
I'm gonna try.
A seven-year-old girl is forced to perform sexual acts doing online school learning.
Oh,
now watch
no.
this. No, now listen. Chicago says a 7-year-old girl was observed performing a sexual act on a male offender live on an online learning application this past Thursday. The police say this happened approximately 1:30 on the 200 block of East 89th Street in Chicago. A male suspect is being questioned and detained by detectives. The teacher had to immediately stop as now not only did this idiot do this, but this dumbass was stupid enough to do it while they were in class. The teacher says she noticed that the young girl, her classmate, had stopped talking during the session. She looked upon her on her camera and saw her performing the act on an adult male. She immediately told the class, cut off the session, cut off the session. Now, why did this stupid bastard, first of all, have the gut? Dude, are you just like that dumb? Now, see, not saying he's right. Listen, y'all, the first month of reason, you know
he probably didn't know that his
idiot.
Little angel child was doing her homework.
He did. He did. They was in class learning, and he just did it. He just did it.
Somebody brought it to light, and now they can stop that situation. Oh, my Lord.
I almost feel like this is intentional.
Well, it wasn't the daddy.
I almost feel like it was intentional. To do that blatantly while on camera during a class, it's almost like you feel like it was intentional, in my opinion. Because can you be that stupid? Because if it wasn't intentional, then I would also have to say and ask, do y'all really think this was his first time even doing that?
They asked the little girl. He's not her father. Little girl said, I want you guys to keep this a secret. This was our secret. Don't tell my father because this is our secret. So he convinced this young girl not to do this. A little 7-year-old girl. See, these sick bastards that's in this world. Then he's sitting there holding up a Trump sign. This foolish thing is holding up a Trump sign. He's a Trump supporter. Like that's what
I'm sorry.
Who was he again
to her?
Oh no, he was a family friend. That's all he said.
Family friend.
Yes, he's a family's friend. I will put the article.
Wow.
I'm also going to put the article on our show page so that you guys can see what this world is. Remember, I told you guys a few weeks ago that we all need to start looking in the mirror. Didn't I tell y'all that this world here that we living in, it's not going to get better because of the mentality of the people. Now, guys, I have one more. Then we're going to take a break, and we're going to get into some other articles. But are we headed for a shutdown, a mental shutdown in the United States if President Trump doesn't get elected? Now, guys, I don't know if I should tease y'all with this one or get into the article before we take the break. Okay, I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to give y'all the topic, then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. So let me say this. When we come back from this little brief break, guys, we're going to talk about a Detroit woman says she woke up to a pastor peeing on her on an airplane.
Nice.
I'm not making this up, guys. You're listening to Enlighten the Mind. We'll be back with you guys in a moment. Are we headed for a U.S. shutdown, and what's wrong with the mentality of people on this earth? Be back with you guys in a moment.
Black Hefe here with a dosage of deep thinking. We live in a corrupt system that teaches us how to think and what to believe. That system also programs us to deviate from all of our God-given instincts and senses. Always oppose corruption. Remember, corrupt people with hidden agendas lie. The planet, its atmosphere, and its animals don't. During these unprecedented times, we all must evolve our thinking to levels never before achieved.
You're back with Enlightening the Mind. And as I said before we left, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making this up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world you live in. This is the world that you wake up and say, oh, God blesses America. God bless us. He loves us so much. God ain't going to do nothing to us. This God who we love to death, that loves us so much, he ain't going to do nothing to us while we do everything to ourselves. A Detroit woman says she woke up to a pastor peeing on her on a plane. Guys, I'm not making this up. Look it up. It says Detroit Fox 2, a well-known pastor from North Carolina, is accused of relieving himself on a sleeping woman in the backseat of a Delta plane as she returned to Detroit from Las Vegas. Alicia Beverly had just spent a great time in Las Vegas and could not wait to get home Monday night. They were on a red-eye flight, and pretty much everyone was asleep, including her. Alicia said she was curled up in the back seat to her sister, in the back seat next to her sister, when suddenly she woke up to the feeling of being urinated on. It felt warm. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, man, I can't make this up, guys. I can't make this up. I'm just going to finish this out. These six bastards in this earth. It felt warm, like on the side of me. I felt something warm, she said. In her sleepy haze, right at eye level, she saw something very unexpected. I jumped up and I seen his private area out, and I screamed, and that woke everybody up, Alicia said. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, hey, man, this is the truth. And I'm like, this man just peed on me. I looked and there was a puddle of pee in my seat. Who does this? She screamed and got everyone on the plane, including an off-duty officer who rushed over and restrained the man, a well-known pastor from North Carolina. Now, first of all, let's look into this. Yeah. This is a dude that's running around here telling you that he's God's friend. This is a stupid-ass pastor, a clown, a fool who's telling you that Jesus loves him and he's going to get you to heaven. This is the same stupid bastard who telling you that he and God is close. And he's a Christian, old man. See, I'm with God. See, I'm a Christian. You know, so y'all follow me, and I'm going to take y'all straight to hell. But from North Carolina. This is some stupid-ass preacher that y'all sitting here following all these fools and charlatans instead of following yourselves. How can somebody – I tell you this, and I'm telling you this once again. How the hell can something crooked get me straight? How the hell am I going to sit here and listen to some stupid man tell me he know God? Now, let's don't even talk about his act yet. Let's talk about how stupid you people are. That's why I told y'all. It's the most dangerous thing on this earth is the people on this earth. We need this perfume on our stench. We need to stop acting like we so righteous and everybody else is wrong. This man is sitting here in church, and everybody's following him like, oh, you better go to church on Sunday because you got to go hear this pastor who peeing on people. So I guess it's holy water. I'm sorry, y'all. I guess this dude wanted to bless this woman with some straight-up holy water. Hey,
no.
It had to be because he's good. Because he's
water that came out of the hole, the wrong hole.
So it honestly, it is holy water, Mother Teresa, because it did come out of the hole.
Let me see.
That's
ahead,
not
ahead.
Right.
Let me hear your thoughts.
Again,
y'all go ahead, all. Go ahead.
You
go
said
ahead.
That
you
he was flying
say,
from one big city though to another. I don't know about these big cities. What's going on?
Well, this just proves that idiocy does not discriminate from one occupation or profession to another. And it goes from whether if you're a police officer or a pastor. It seems like everybody that's supposed to be in righteous positions in this country are all going insane and doing insane things. We're talking police and the authority that a pastor has, someone that you look up to, someone who's supposed to give you the word from God, so they say, that goes to show that not everybody can be a police officer, a good one, and not everyone can, it's hardly anyone that can speak for God and can call themselves a man of God. So as far as back to the question at hand that you mentioned at the beginning of the show. How exactly does the presence of Trump being in power resolve this? Exactly.
Well,
how does he keep the country from shutting down mentally?
Because everybody, and I want you guys to listen to me good, and that's a dang good question, man. I love that question. I'm going to ask it for you. If you look at it, this thing has gotten so far bad. If you let's go back to last week, and I know you guys, we talked about it, where the Trump supporters tried to kidnap the governor of Minnesota because she was threatening their Trump way of life. So let's look at this. These Trump people, they don't even want to wear a mask because they, like Trump told them not to. So they don't even want to save their own lives. They don't want to keep you safe, because whether you wear a mask or not, just wear the damn mask. Don't sit here and argue. If it makes somebody else feel safe, it's just like I told them. I tell you guys all the time. If you couldn't sleep with a woman and she said you have to wear a condom to sleep with her, do you argue with her about, well, I'm not wearing a condom? She's like, it's for my protection. It's not going down. That's the same thing about this mask. Don't do it because I have a right not to do it. Dude, this is for my safety. Then you wear the damn mask. Don't sit here and say, oh, it's political because Trump, y'all hate Trump. What the hell, Trump got to do with a mask? Now, I'm saying that to say this. If Donald Trump is voted out, you don't think that these idiots going to go crazy? Because they feel we're going to lose our country. If Trump's not in, all hell going to break loose. Get your guns, boys. We got to go kill these people. They already trying to kidnap the governor with him in office. Trump even said so today. He said, man, do y'all know what's going to happen to this country if I'm not voted in? This is what he said today. He told the good boys. And see, y'all laugh and y'all think these racists and white supremacists is all this, and it's just nothing. They are stupid. They mentally are stupid. They don't have common sense. They will go out and cut their nose off to spite their faces. So, yes, they're going to go crazy. Yes, they're going to start rioting. Yes, they're going to start shooting. They're going to take all those guns they've been collecting for 50, 60 years, and they're going to start using them. Because it's going to be a state of anarchy. So if Trump doesn't win, oh, America is.
Well, I can agree.
It's intelligence that's going to kill America, because there's a lack of intelligence in America. Go ahead, Jim.
I appreciate your points. I definitely agree with those points. Here's what I'm upset about with Trump administration and Biden administration, left, right, the bipartisan government, whatever. What I'm upset about is they're still arguing. I'm seeing many articles about it almost every week. They're still arguing about when and what and how and where about the next stimulus check for all Americans going through the recession, when Canada, you know, has passed for their citizens to receive $2,000 for 4 to 6 straight months, when we can't even we've only had one stimulus check as an American going through the recession, and these idiots can't come to a decision for
question, man. You act like you know.
That's just one example.
Let me ask both of y'all this question. Mother Teresa and Gemini, let me ask y'all this question. Do you think America cares about you, like, for real, like, really, like?
Absolutely not.
Do you think America cares about you? Because you're talking about
$2,000.
Oh, wow. She got it there. They don't love you that much. Hey. They love. Just, so basically, she said they love.
I'm just playing.
Hey. go ahead. But think about it. She has a good point. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother Teresa has struck again. Honestly, really dope. But that's a good point you made, Mother Teresa. You may think that it loves you, and it may love you on the surface, but it's also not good for you, because they're going to send you into a shithole just like everything else. Everything that Donald Trump said about other countries, America has become. He said Mexicans were full of murderers and rapists and thieves. Every article I talked to you about happened in America. It didn't happen in Mexico. Those other countries are go ahead.
Well, there's so many different people here now, and so many different cultures, and so many different beliefs, and you know, people have different things that they do, I guess, and cultures and
Mother Teresa.
Some of them are scary.
Mother Teresa. But Mother Teresa, I'm finna shock you. Every article I read to you did not happen from no other race. It happened in the white race. That guy that raped that young girl that made her do that was a white male.
We let off
the
of the black on black crime. We're taking a break from that.
Let me finish, because she said that all these other races came in and did this. The people that was finna kidnap the governor of Minnesota was not of the races. It was not Mexicans. It was not no foreigner that came in here, except for that stupid one cop who was trying to be white. But anyway, everybody that came in here, the guys, the good old boys that's trying to kidnap the governor, that was a white person. That was a white race. Those are the good old boys, as we call them.
Are you
the
sure
guy that
it was
pissed
Minnesota?
On the lady? Yeah, it was the governor of Minnesota. The one that they tried to kidnap. Yes, they tried to kidnap her. I think
they had a governor in Michigan they tried to kidnap, too.
I'm sorry. You got me. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother Teresa has gotten me. It's the lady
wow.
in Michigan.
I call you
listen
out on
that.
That one,
you
I
got,
guess.
Mother Teresa.
It was Michigan.
That really happens.
Let's give Mother Teresa a round of applause. She got me. Now you got me on that one. It was a lady in Michigan.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
I have something for you, Brother Royale and Mother Teresa. And speaking of what's going on in the country, how about to add to your problems and your sorrows and your troubles and your worries?
Uh-oh.
Is this? How about this
Here
one?
Here he comes.
Woman.
Here he comes.
A woman who killed her boyfriend, then married her father, is sentenced to prison.
Wow.
Officials.
Hold on. Stop. Let's slow down. Okay, wait a minute. Let's take a deep breath. Mother Teresa, calm down.
Yeah,
we don't want to send you over
the
deep end.
Hold on.
I'm starting to feel
hey,
like
I'm
this
let you do a Gemini.
One of them magazines.
Right.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. Hold on. Let me just say this. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother Teresa, she was sitting home, y'all. She was invited to a party or something. She said, no, I'm just going to hang out with my little black boys, and we just going to have a good time and have a kumbaya. And then this is what we bring her. See what I'm saying? This is what we bring you. But this is the news. Go ahead, Gemini.
All right, let me give you this information. A woman who allegedly married her father after they killed her boyfriend.
Hold on, stop.
Let
me start, because see you I gotta make sure you're on the right page, and you need to send us this article so we can look it up. So the woman had her boyfriend. She killed the boyfriend, and she married the boyfriend's father?
No. She married her father. Her father.
So the person that gave her life. The person that gave her life.
Yes.
Or was it the boyfriend?
And they have
no father.
No. It specifically says
read
her father. It says
read
it twice.
Article.
A woman who allegedly married
article.
Her father after they both, I guess they're in cahoots, they both killed her boyfriend, has been sentenced to 40 years behind bars, according to prosecutor's office in West Virginia. Of course, that happens a lot in West Virginia, believe it or not. You know, in the hollows.
Come back,
we'll
bury your cousins
it.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then hollows. Amanda McClure received a prison sentence for second-degree murder last week, about 2 months after she pleaded guilty to killing John McGuire, the McDowell County prosecutor's officer, according to West Virginia News Station. So prosecutor's officers, let's see, Sergeant Amanda and Larry McClure, see, they both have the same last name, injected McGuire with, methamphetamine, strangled him, and hit his head, so they reported. McGuire's body was found around Sky Gusty, West Virginia, in September.
So let me ask you this. So let's get deep.
Oh, and Amanda is accused of having sex with her father after they killed her boyfriend. They allegedly got married 4 weeks after that.
Man, that's crazy. Wait a minute. Hold on.
God.
Hold on. So let's stop. What is the reason? Okay, hold on, man. I gotta get something on this. Okay, so let me stop this. Let me stop this here. So
I'm sure her mom is in therapy right now. Oh my lord,
man. So the man marries his own daughter after he kills a boyfriend. First of all, if she was in love with her father, why does she even have a boyfriend? I know that's sick to say it, but hey, let's be real about this. If she just so that in love, now which one of them was jealous? So the father was jealous of the boyfriend and got mad and said, I got to get rid of my competition. This is your child, you idiot. You dumbass idiot. What happened to the father? You never said what happened to the father. To that piece of trash. What happened to that garbage?
I'm gonna say.
Did he go to jail too? Did he go to jail too, or is he still running around here trying to sleep with his other daughter?
It hadn't gotten into what they did with him, but it says something about a sister further down. Amanda's sister, Anna Marie Cody, was also charged with murder last year in connection with McGuire's death. Yeah. I think
so
they both might have been involved with the father, with their father. Yep.
Oh,
all three of them together killed the boyfriend.
This piece of trash should have not have been allowed to have children. First of all, this piece of garbage.
And who the heck
should
would marry these people? Who in their right mind would marry these people?
Trump supporters. Sorry, Mother Teresa. I love you. But I'm with our boy. Listen, I'm with our boy Trump. But see, this is who Trump has as his supporters, and you know it. Listen, he needs to relax and check his
you
base.
Know it.
Because he does, you know it, man. He needs to relax and check his base. He needs to relax
like to
and
know
check
how
his base
in the world
he
going to
be bragging. Man, listen,
how are you going to resolve this no matter who gets elected? How do you resolve this?
Because it's starting to rear its ugly head because these pieces of garbage feel they got power because Trump is empowering them. Trump needs to tell the truth and say, hey, man, I only use you bastards to get elected. I don't really like
y'all. If he doesn't say that.
I think you guys
if he doesn't
garbage,
say that.
But he won't.
If he doesn't say that, they're going to really feel empowered. They're going to really feel empowered if he gets reelected. Man,
no,
damn if you do, damn if you don't.
But it'll be more control. Listen, this thing is so far gone that if you cannot get rid of Trump out of office, if you don't want America to burn up by January, you better leave Trump in office. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to because these people have no mindset. Look at this bastard. This bastard. How the hell do you marry your daughter? How do you look at something that you conceived and gave life to? In that lustful kind of way. How do you do it? This is your daughter. You have no respect for life, man. You is garbage. Do this. You don't do this. Guys.
No.
Yes. Guys, we run out of time. I appreciate being with you guys. This thing is so disgusting. Mother Teresa, I'm glad we finally finna get you off. You had to hear all this crazy stuff, but you guys have to understand what this world is about. Who is in this world? Stop acting like you live in Disney World. Stop acting like you're living in this perfect place. And next we're going to talk about the 5G. Mother Teresa said 5G is killing it. We want to investigate it to see what this 5G is. Whatever.
It seems like these
but
big
guys,
cities.
I want to...
All right.
Guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Enlighten the Mind. For my panel, I just want to say this, guys. I need you all out there to be mindful and to be safe. The world that you're living in is not the world that you think it is. Be safe. Be vigilant. And we'll see you guys next week. For my panel, I'm your host, Stacey Royale, wishing you all a blessed rest of your week. Ladies and gentlemen, we are. It is doomed.
And that's America for you. Y'all have a good day. Die.